Vayishur Chelek Beis, Daf Tav Tes, the 11th chapter, Kinas HaKalir, the dirge, the Kinah written by Rabbi Elazar HaKalir. Neideh al ho'emes, we have to admit, concede, Beis HaMikdash v'chubanoi yirachoyk mitanu ad me'oid, the Beis HaMikdash and its destruction, these are concepts that are very far from us. Dai tov lenu bo'ilam kfishu bli Beis HaMikdash. We find it quite good in this world. Quite sufficient, as the world is without Beis HaMikdash. Ve'enenu margishim ki ha'ikar chaser bo'ilam, me'az ha'shechina yistarka mimekoyimah. We don't sense that the essence of the world is missing ever since the Shechina departed. Kedei lekareb o'yisan yaseh le'inyanoi yaseh, in order to draw us nearer to this concept, anu mukhachim le'harich yaseh, we are obligated to elaborate on what we said in the previous chapter. Hinenu li'izbonen bakina shel ha'kalir, so we're going to examine the kina hamamida isan al nekudas avelus b'tisha b'av. It focuses on the particular point, the central point of the morning on tisha b'av. Oy hali asher to'avta ad lo yibereishis im kiseh kovei letzarfoi. Oy hali here is a reference to Beis HaMikdash. Oy hal, and the footnote, Beis HaMikdash ala b'machshava livroi lifnei b'riyas ha'ilam. So when the Kalir writes asher to'avta, that you desired, the tent, meaning the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, that Yoshem desired ad loy bereishis, based on Chazal's statement that Hashem intended to create it already before Bri'as Ha'ilam, im kiseh kavod letzarfoi, to join it together with kiseh kavod. So the author points out in the footnote, kiseh kavod nivra kvar me'az, kiseh kavod was created already before the physical world. So again, the first line, oy hali, the Beis HaMikdash asher ta'avta, you Hashem desired to create it ad loy bereishis, before the world was actually created, in kiseh kavod letzarfoi, to go together with the kiseh kavod. Lama lanetzach shudad b'yad ha'shedidim. Why is it that it seems like in eternity that it's been ransacked by marauders? V'nehiyese kiro'e b'oitiyah. And you, Hashem, became like a shepherd whose flock is lost. Now this is based on a pasuk in Shir HaShirim in Perek Aleph. That's how the author here renders it in footnote 2. Kiro'e sh'obad ha'tzeinoi, like a shepherd who's lost his flock. So you, Hashem, have become like this shepherd without a flock. Ve'ro'ashta ve'roganta, and you become agitated. Ve'ata mali poi, based on the pasuk in Yeshayahu Perek Nun Beis. The word poi here is emphasized, it's italicized. The second stanza, oihali asher komamta le'isanei eretz. Again, my tent, meaning the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, asher komamta, you Hashem established it le'isanei eretz, for the isanim. That's a reference to the avois. Becherdas mi eifoi. That's, of course, a paraphrase of when Esav walks into Yitzchak's tent, and Yitzchak realizes what had happened. So, v'yecherad Yitzchak charda g'dila ad me'oid, that's a charda, you trembled, he was shocked. Mi eifoi, well, who is the person to whom I gave the brachos? Lama lanetzach tzamto b'yad tzorim. So again, why is it that it seems like an eternity that the Beis HaMikdash has been given to enemies? V'niyesa, and you Hashem have become ketzipor boided al gag martzorech. Like you've become like a single bird. I think the image here is of a bird that was part of a flock, and just a single bird standing on the roof and crying out bitterly, Mali yididi poi. This is a paraphrase of a pasuk in Yirmiyahu Perek Yud Aleph. The author points out, once you look at Menachos Daf Nun Gimel, at any rate, Mali yididi, Meli yididi, actually the pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, Meli yididi po. The third stanza, Oy hali asher lemanui patzto letzir, my tent, my Beis HaMikdash, for whose sake you said it to the agent being Moshe Rabbeinu. You said to him, V'ata amoid imadi poi, stand with me here. Pasuk in Dvarim Perek Hei, in Vayeschanan, when Hashem told Moshe to remain with him as the people returned to the tents. Lama lanetzach ul'ar b'yad nochim, why is it that for an eternity it's been undermined by aliens? V'niyesa kesayne b'tza, you Hashem have become to us like an enemy. V'ayye ivui moishav poi. Based on the pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Lamed Beis, where is the desire to dwell here? What happened to that desire that you had? Oy hali asher nochisa ba'anenei hoid, my tent, my mishkan, that you led with clouds of glory. This is based on the pasuk in Shmoyes Tesvav. Lezesa sheyeshnoi po ve'enenu poi. Moshe Rabbeinu tells the people that the covenant in Har Sinai was made with those who were there physically and those who weren't there physically, with future generations. Lama lanetzach mu'as biyad moyredim? Why is it that it seems like in eternity that it's been disgraced by rebels? V'niyesa ki gibor lo yochal yesheni, Hashem has become like a mighty warrior who cannot save. Malecha poi u'milecha poi. This is based on the pasuk in Yeshayahu Chav Beis. Oy halia shekivanta mul machon leshivtecha, the Mishkan that you placed opposite your own abode. So this is based on the fact that Chazal tell us Beis Hamikdash here below corresponds to Beis Hamikdash above. Yerushalayim shel mata corresponds to Yerushalayim shel mala. So this Mishkan that corresponds to your abode above, lechifef lechofoy, lama lo nitzach yu'e biyad yerid. Again, it's the same type of thing. Why is it that forever, it seems like an eternity that the arrogant control it? V'niyesa ketas bechalal. You, Hashem, have become like somebody flying through space, just without a place to be here on earth, just flying in space. V'enod navi, no more nevuah. V'namta ha'ein poi, and you spoke. This is based on Melachim Aleph Perik Chaf Beis. The Kina is making the point that Nevuah depends on Korbanois. There cannot be Nevuah when there aren't Korbanois, when there is no Beis HaMikdash. That's over Ein Oid Navi. Oy Hali Asher Chanisa Me'az Beta'av Mipoy Mipoy. So my Beis HaMikdash that you used to, Chanisa means to dwell there, to be choine there, to encamp there in its chambers. Lama lanetzach zunach b'yad zarim? Why is it for an eternity it is forlorn, left to the aliens? V'niyesek kevasik yetzichutza v'loy avar mipoy. Oy halia shehechanta leashlich boy lefanecha goral poy. The tent, again, the Beis HaMikdash that you prepared in order to do the goralois of Yom Kippur. This is based on pasuk in Yehoshua Perek Yitches, goyra lecha l'ashem, goyra lecha l'azazel. We do the goralois on Yom Kippur to determine which of the seirim will be a korban and which one will go to Azazel. Lama lanitzach doicha b'yad abducha b'yad damim? So why is it for an eternity it is rejected, it's given to the hands of those who spill blood? V'niyesa keger ba'otz. You, Hashem, have become like a ger, yeah, like an alien. You don't have a place here. V'namta, and you spoke, kiloi nasiv ad boi poi. Based on the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph Perik Tzayin, it was spoken about David Melech and also by extension the Mashiach. Will not move until he comes here. Oy hali asher ba'avon bitz'i chashchu koyichavei nishvoi. So my tent, the Mikdash, that ba'avon bitz'i, because of the iniquity of my greed, the stars have darkened. Lama lanetzach ufal biyad nochrim? Why is it forever, it seems, in eternity, it's been darkened by the aliens? V'niyesa kirech b'malon. You, Hashem, become like a guest in an inn. You're not the owner, you're like a guest over here. Ve'oid milecha poi, based on what the Malachim said to Loit. Who else do you have here? Which are the relatives? Achoyo v'kedem, mipoi mipoi. So this is based on Tehillim Kufla Metes. When it says achoyo v'kedem, mipoi mipoi, it means before the Churban and after the Churban. And the author makes the point in the footnote to look at Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Ches. It's a reference to what Chazal said over there, that once Adam HaRishon sinned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed his hand upon him and diminished him. He was no longer as he was before, he was diminished. V'chene alichlal yisrael b'churban. Klal yisrael became diminished as a result of the churban. L'dor v'dor nuda kitzpo b'chupoye. Generation after generation knows Hashem's anger. Alme mikol oy meshabta alay kapoy. Why is it that of all the nations you've placed your palm upon me to diminish me? Zeis be'alilu. Well, it's clear ki pid chakuk b'chapoy. Pid is a reference here to calamity and destruction. There's like this destruction, calamity in Hashem's palm that He places upon us. Refuasei betucha kirega be'apoy. However, the healing is certain. We are assured that we will be healed. Kirega be'apoy, based on Tehillim Lamed, that the churban, the destruction, the galus is like a moment, but afterwards chayim b'ritzoinoy, the pasuk says, there will be life. Uvaze refuasei betucha, and therefore my healing is assured. However, ve'ad ata, but until now, eicha yu'av be'apoy. This is based on eicha in the second perik. We're still in the galus. The author now explains, hakalir ma'amid es kol churban al mila achas poy. This kina makes the focus of the entire churban. It centers on one word, which is poy, the word that is italicized here. Mekom Shechina poi ba'olam hazeh mitam kamus ito yisbarach. The place of the Shechina is davka here, in this olam, for some reason that Hashem is not expressed. As Chazal put it, Ikar Shechina batachtonim ha'yesa. This is in Bereshis Rabbah, Perek Yutes. The Shechina davka desired to dwell here, right here in the physical world, ki zehu retzinoi, that's his will. Beveis HaMikdash HaShechina Yisa poi. In the Beis HaMikdash, the divine presence was here. One cannot imagine how much the entire form of the world changes through that. There was one place in the world. It is obvious there, in that one place, it is apparent that Gashmius does not have to be distant. The Shechina found a place in this world of physicality. Inside physical utensils and we would say of bricks and mortar, yeah, gold and wood and stone. The Adrava, on the contrary, it's in fact the ultimate perfection that the Shechina rests and dwells in this physical world. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, paraphrasing what we said in this kina above. So when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, the Shechina is compared to a shepherd without a flock, like a bird alone on a roof crying, like the Shechina is described as just flying out there in space, it's like a stranger, an alien in the land. These are all images of loneliness. There's no more room for the Shechina over here in this world. We need to go deeper in this concept of the Shechina being here. As the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, we use this in the Kedusha. He is holy, muvdal umufrash mikol chomer vegeshem, transcendent, completely non-physical, incorporeal. Anto ilah al kol ilahin, you, we say to Hashem, are supreme above all the supreme. Satim al kol satimin, hidden. Leis machshava tefisa b'chklal, thought cannot grasp you whatsoever. You are totally transcendent. Velo yasiyu masigi haguf, as the Rambam puts it, those who are of body, those who are physical, cannot conceive him. Veino shum dimyon kol, cannot be compared to anything. Vehu sheirei b'olam gashmi. We keep on emphasizing that in the Beis HaMikdash, he dwelled in this physical world. Kan. Zehu pele gadol. This is a tremendous pele. It's paradoxical how this being that is so transcendent, non-physical, dwells over here. Hinei kol avoidasinu lekareves ha-shechina eilenu. Avoid is to draw the Shechina near. Av me'olam ein lanu lishkoach es kedusha soy v'romimusei zborach. We shouldn't forget Hashem's kedusha. His exaltedness, he is far beyond any human concept. This we discussed recently. It's a midrash based on the Chukwisa. We discussed on Tav Daled above on page Tav Daled. It's based on the pasuk in Chukwisa. Rashi says these words. Even if Hashem will stroll with us in Gan Eden, like one of us, without us being shaken, nonetheless, his Yirah will be upon us even then. These two aspects are intertwined. The fact that there's Yirah, which is generated from the fact that Hashem is distant from any conception that we may have, and the love that we feel because he is close. These two strands work together. The Rif starts again in Vamoyz Daf Kuf Hei. Hamispalel tzarich shiten einav lemata v'libo lemala. We discuss this also above. A person's davening should gaze downwards, but his heart should turn upwards. On the reef, when davening, the person should think to himself that he is in Shamaim, he is beyond this earth. Remove from his heart thoughts of ta'anugim in this world. As the early one said, when you wish to be mechavein, strip your body off your soul. When a person already reaches that state, he should then think that he's standing in Beis HaMikdash, which is here below. This will make his tefillah more beloved before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the author, if we take the statement of Rabbeinu Yonah, that when a person's davening, is removed from his heart completely any thoughts of this world. If indeed a person manages to reach that during the Amidah, this is quite a high level in Kedusha to do this. What could be higher? Rabbeinu Yonah goes on to say that if then the person imagines himself standing Beis HaMikdash, tia tefila retzuya yose. He says the tefila will be more successful, more beloved by Hashem. Mashma shezo ima dega oidese gvoa. There's an implication of it that it's a level which is even higher. Indeed, this is true. Beis HaMikdash nepach haguf b'chomer atzmoy lios kli l'shechina. It's the idea that we said before. In Beis HaMikdash, physical, material objects themselves become a receptacle for the Shekhinah. The body itself is transformed. One's entire perspective on the world is transformed from a physical perspective to a spiritual perspective. In brackets, Ayin b'Misilas Yishirim Efeka Kedusha, Shebazeh Umevayir Evdel B'Pishus Kedusha. The Misilas Yishirim uses this idea we just said to explain the difference between the levels of Pishus and Kedusha. To summarize, Zeu Oimek Hainyan Shashchina Po Veves HaMikdash. That's the depth of the concept, that the Shechina was here. That's the word that the Kalir used over and over at the end of each stanza, Poi. The Shechina was here in the physical world in Beis HaMikdash. Vezeu HaAson Shel HaChorban. And Mimela, the other side of it, is the calamity of the destruction. Shemeaz HaShechina Ketas Bechalal. That's one of the phrases we used, that the Kalir used above. The Shekhinah is like beyond this world now. It's in, out there in space. And the world has remained desolate in its Gashmius, which is not the ideal form of the world. Onwards. Gam ze nirmaz b'fiyut ha-kalir. The following point is also hinted to in the piyut of the Kalir. Ki heyos ha-Shekhinah poi notza al-yedei Adam. The fact that the Shekhinah is here, that's a consequence of man's actions. Kegoin Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom, shehakadosh baruch hu haya yachol imalo. Hakadosh baruch hu kutzei etim ata poi amoid imodi. He instructed Moshe to remain. Vaklal Yisrael shenichnas divris es asher yeshnu ipo v'asher enenu poi. Based on the pasuk in Nitzavim, that the bris at Har Sinai was made with those who were there and those who weren't there, later generations. Hanevi'im v'David melech alav shalom. In other words, the Shechina poi madrega ba'adam. The Shechina being here is a level in people. When we achieve a certain level, then the Shechina is here. Ve'yeshnei ba'adam atzav shu, there's a different state in man. When he is ketzipor neidedes min kinah, ken ish neided me mekoimoy. The pasuk in Mishlei Chav Zayin. Like a bird that travels, that migrates, yeah, migration, like a bird migrating from its nest, so to a person who wanders from his place. Al ha'adam lamed bimkoimoy b'serasu v'avodasu. This is an issue we discussed in the first volume of Alei Shur. A person has a makoim, a certain space he occupies in Torah v'avoda. Ve'en lo yisachek mimenu, he should not distance himself from it. Lo ilemala, velo ilemata, velo letzedadim. Not above, not below, not to the side. Hanoided mitoy resoy, kiperusha shikan. When Rashi explains over here that noided mi mekoimo means noided mitoy resoy, he's wandered from his territory, he's rachek mi mekoimoy. He's distanced himself from his place. Gam ha'choiter le'madagos shenan re'uyos le'pes, and striving for madagos which are not applicable to him. He's not worthy of them lefi matzavoi, based on his current situation. Einoi makiris mekoyimoi. He does not recognize his place. The author is paraphrasing the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos, when we have those 48 levels with which the Torah is acquired. One of them is makiris mekoyimoi. That's what he said in the first volume. And this is how the author explained it over there. Makiris mekoyimoi is not striving for levels which are just not shaykh to him. Ki hadin imam matan tira, the precedent for that is what was said in Matan Tira. Hashem told Moshe, v'gam ha'koyanim hanigashim el Hashem yiskadoshu. The Kohanim should prepare themselves, and we explain to you, mezumanim liyisetzev al omdom. They should be prepared to stand in their place. Al yismechu al chashivusam la'alis. They should not think that because of the exalted position, they should go beyond the level that was designated for them. Similarly, ve'in limtes latzedadim, one should not turn sideways. Ki had amru al adam rishoin, lakhazal sebat adam in Sanhedrin daflamed ches, min haya. He was a heretic. There was a streak of heresy within him. Sheneemar vayikra Hashem elokim el adam vayom elo ayeka. Hashem calls him after the chet, Hashem calls him and says to him, ayeka, an nata libecha. Where has your heart turned? There was a streak of heresy in him. Netiya daka el atzad. There was a subtle turning to the side. Begeder zacha da'atoi. Something of an arrogance. Ayeka, that question, hi ha'sheela le'adam sh'azav mekoyimoy. It's a question that's posed to a person who's forsaken his place. Ve'enem moitzim oisoy b'makom sh'ayetzech lamoid boy. He's not found in the place he was expected to be. Bish'ela zei shemim chazal tzitzul shekinas eicha. Chazal, here the ring of this question in the Kina of Eicha. The author says to look in Bereshis Rabba Perek Yutes. Dor she'en omed al mekomoy, a generation that does not stand in its correct place, eino ra'uy le'beis ha'mikdash, is not worthy of beis ha'mikdash, ve'adam she'en omed al mekomoy, an individual is not standing in his place, eino ra'uy le'hashra'as ha'shechina, is not worthy of the shechina resting upon him. Le'hashra'a zechei adam rak b'omdo al mekomoy poi. Hashra'a is given to a person who stands in his right place. In practice, Yishma ha'adam yeshev b'leil tish'a be'av, lekoinel ha'churban ha'bayis be'eicha. So when a person is sitting on the night of tish'a be'av, we're sitting on the floor, and we mourn the Beis HaMikdash, and we hear eicha, we should hear in that word eicha, es ha'tziltzul she'sharim ha'sev esdor ha'yeka, you should hear that distant ringing, that in eicha, the individual and his generation is being asked, ayeka. Lama azavta mekumecha b'tira? Why have you forsaken your place? Why have you left your place in tira, be'avoida, be'ira? Why have you left your place? V'ashchina eina moitzeah ha'ischa kedei lishos elecha. The Shechina cannot find you. You're not there where you're supposed to be. The Shechina therefore cannot rest upon you. V'chol dor shelo nivne beis hamikdash b'yamav kinu lecha b'yamav. And every generation in which the beis hamikdash is not built, it's as if it was destroyed in that generation. Finally, Oid lano devarim baze. We have further words to say. We paskin in Erech Chaim Tav Kuf Nuntes. Ein imrim tachanun b'tisha be'av. We do not recite tachanun b'tisha be'av. Ve'ein nefilim al peneim ve'zayin nefilas apayim. Mishum de mikrei mo'eid. It is called mo'eid based on a pasuk in Eicha that the Navi Yirmiya calls it mo'eid. Ad moir amal an zedavar amoik. So Rabbi Yerucham said something deep about this. Yeshnam mo'eidim shel kiruv. There are chagim of Kiruv, of closeness, those are Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. V'yeshno mo'ed shel richuk, there's a mo'ed, an appointed time of distance. V'zeo tish'a be'av. That was a comment of Yerucham. V'yesh le'avin, we need to understand, eich she'ach likbo mo'ed al richuk ma'amore, how is it possible to establish a mo'ed that commemorates, marks distance from the Creator? We need to add that there's yet a third state, milevad kiruv erichuk, besides closeness and distance. Vehu ma shekosav Rabbi Yonah l'anashim asher, it's what Rabbi Yonah writes about people that mikerev libam ovad cheshbon al nafsham. They no longer do a calculation. Ki goy oived etzisima, just a hopeless nation, completely lost, confused. How low they are. This is from Sha'ari Teshuvah, Chelet Beis. So the author explains, Mikerev Libam Avad Cheshbon HaNefesh, when Rabbi Yonah writes these words, they've lost any concept of Cheshbon Nefesh from the heart. We're talking about a person who's neither close nor far. We're talking about somebody who's out there, space cadet. He can imagine to himself that he is an Adam Shalem, and really he is a Rasha. He thinks he's performing mitzvahs, really he's doing averis. Or as Chazal put it in this very remarkable aphorism, he acts like Zimri and wants reward like Pinchas. It is a Rasha who thinks he's a tzaddik. Zoi ha-madrega ha-tachtoina. This is the lowest level. Yesegu ra-me-akol, worse than anything. Al ze tova Yirmeyahu ha-navi es-doroi. This is what Yirmeyahu claimed against his generation. We quote from Perek Beis. Eich tu imri lo init meisis. This is the generation. How can you say, I did not become defiled? Acharei ha-be'alim lo halachti. How can you say, you didn't follow the be'alim? Re'i darkech bagei. Look at your path. The ima says, know what you've done. And then a little late in Perek Beis, גם בחנופיים נמצאו דם נפשיס אביונים נקיים, spilled blood of innocent people. לא יהיה במחתרס מצסים. It was, I didn't find this hidden somewhere in a tunnel. כי על כל אלה, ותאמרי כי נקיס, but you said, no, I'm clean. עכשיו הפועים ממני, and Hashem should not be angry at me. And therefore says ירמיהו, הנני נשפט ויסח על אמרך לא יחתרסי. I will judge you for saying I did not sin. The author explains, הרי נסבקחו עם ירמיהו. The people argued with ירמיהו הנביא. They truly believed that there was nothing wrong with what they were doing. וגם על העבודה זרה ועל שחוס דמים מצאו תירוצים. They found also תירוצים, also excuses for עבודה זרה, for the spilled blood. והנה אל אמס השם, הקדוש ברוך הוא is the God of truth. על רשע המודה על פשעו יכול לרחם. When it comes to a Rasha who admits his mistakes, הקדוש ברוך הוא can have mercy. But somebody who's completely lost the plot, how can one have mercy for that? Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta Imer Neyalkut Deon Yirmiyahu quotes Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yerushalayim, Al Meh Vesi Kol HaMeshpatim Alanu. You want to know why I brought all these judgments upon you? Bishvil Shomat Lo Yichatasi, because he said, I didn't sin. Shenema Hinani Nishpat Isach Anubrech Lo Yichatasi. That pasuk in Yirmiyahu. I will judge you for having said Lo Yichatasi. זה היה מצב הדור לפני חורבן הבית. That was the state of the generation before the destruction. אך בבוי החורבן, when the destruction actually came, נפקחו עיניהם. The eyes opened, והכירו את עוצמה שרחוקם. They recognized the intensity of the distance. ועל הכרה שרחוק הזה, it's for that recognition of the distance, קבעו מועד של רחוק. They established a מועד of distance. ועומק העניין הזה, the depth of the matter is this, כאשר אדם עומד על עוצמה שרחוקו מעין יתברך, הוא מבחין. When a person already recognizes the intensity of his distance from Hashem, when he grasps that, then, אמנם רחוק, yes, he's far, אבל יחס יש כבר בינו לבין בו, but there's some connection already, there's some relationship between him and his creator. מה שאין כן כאשר עובד לו חשבון הנפשי, when he's already lost the cheshbon, ששם אין כל יחס, there's no relationship at all. So it's better. It's one step up. When a person loses the calculation, the cheshbon nefesh, he's living totally within falsehood. And that is incompatible with Hashem, who is the God of truth. V'sham ein yachas, no relationship. But when a person recognizes the distance, he regrets it. He's distressed by the distance. אבל הוא עמד על האמס. He now stands by the truth at least. He has attained the truth. ונקודת האמס הזאת כבר מקרבתו אליו יתברך. That point of truth already draws him near to Hashem. די בהכרת אמס זה. It's sufficient to have this recognition of truth. אף שהריחוק הוא נורא. Even though the distance is awful, very great, but it's sufficient, that recognition is sufficient לקבוע עליה מועד של ריחוק. To establish a מועד of distance. אין לנו השגה ממדרגה של כלל ישראל בזמן שבית המקדשי קיים. We have no conception of the level of כלל ישראל when the base המקדש stood. כי אין לנו השגה בקדושה של בית המקדש, because we lack an appreciation for the קדושה של בית המקדש. אך אנחנו, we, שקועים אנחנו בחפצי גופנו, involved with very much our physical desires, והבלי זמננו, all sorts of trivialities. הננו מוצאים כל סיפוקנו בעולם מגושם זה. We find our satisfaction in this world. ולא יחסר לנו דבר בחורבן בית המקדש. We're lacking nothing. We feel that we lack nothing in the destruction of בית המקדש. Mikerv libeinu avad cheshbon al nafshenu u'matzavenu. So we conform to what Rabbeinu Yonah says. He's just paraphrasing the words of Rabbeinu Yonah at the top of the page. Mikerv libam avad cheshbon al nafsham. They've lost bichlal the cheshbon. They've lost the plot. Nenase b'tishah be'av la'amoid al kol otzmas rechuk shelanu mevriz borach. What we should try on tishah be'av is to ascertain the intensity of our distance from the Creator. V'seich kedei omdenu rechuk ze. As we ascertain this distance, we'll be able to already establish a moed of distance. Adkan.